More Titan basketball action is just ahead. But first, the Ohio Farmers Union Diversified Insurance Halftime Show on your home of the Titans.
And welcome into the Ohio Farmers Union Diversified Insurance Halftime Show here on 106.3 The Fox. Our halftime score on the Car-Mart Ottawa scoreboard in the Division III state final. Ottawa Glandorf leading by 12 at the break, 35-23. Doug Jenkins and Butch Lammers bringing you all of today's action. And let's take a look at how this game has broken down so far in the first quarter. Both teams looking a little shaky there in the first couple of minutes. Some nerves getting the better of them. But once the nerves broke, the Titans took advantage as they would get out to a 9-1 lead early there in the first quarter, forcing the Pirates to take a timeout before the first media timeout. But then the Pirates would fight their way back in it. They would draw the margin back to within 6 by the end of the first quarter, making it 18-12 on the Car-Mart Ottawa scoreboard at that point. But in the second quarter, the Titans would put up 17 to Garraway's 11 to make it 35-23 here at the halftime break for a 12-point lead, getting it done with heavy defensive pressure and transition buckets. The Titans have been able to go on runs and get their points in transition, but then when they've needed some shots from the field, Jake Meyer was there to answer the call for them in the second quarter. He knocked down a pair of three-pointers and got 10 of his 13 so far in the second quarter. So as we stand at the end of two, it's Ottawa Glandorf 35, Garraway 23, and we'll be back with more on 106.3 The Fox.
This was a famous ship.
Ink.
No, it hit an iceberg.
Ink.
About 100 years ago, it sank.
Ink.
There's a movie and a song about it.
It's ink.
No, stop guessing ink. Next one. This is the liquid people use to write or print with.
I got it. Toner.
Ah!
You don't think about ink until it's all you can think about. Good thing Office Max has national brands, Office Max brand, and ink refill. Save up to 40% on ink at Office Max when you purchase one multi-pack and recycle two cartridges. See store for details. Office Max. All the ink you need, all in one place.
Envision healthcare built around your point of view, where it's your voice and the voices of your nurses, doctors, and caregivers who shaped our expansion and renovation to create a warm, family-centered healing experience. A new surgery center, cardiac cath labs, and all private patient suites equipped for both compassionate care and sophisticated technology. Envision the new Lima Memorial Health System. Better healthcare built around you.
Game all season long. Ottawa Glandorf basketball on 106.3 The Fox.
And back on the Ohio Farmers Union Diversified Insurance Halftime Show. Get discounted rates from the Ohio Mutual Insurance Group on your car, home, farm, and business. Give them a call today, 866-380-8065. Your halftime score here in the Division III state final. Ottawa Glandorf with a double-digit lead at the half, up 12, 35-23. Let's take a look at the first half numbers. First, the team stats with Butch Lammers.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Take a look at rebounds. First of all, as we normally do, Titans getting out rebounded just slightly, 11-10 overall. Titans with 10 on the defensive end. Just 2 offensive rebounds so far this afternoon. They have 10 total, 11 for Sugar Creek Garraway. They have 7 defensive boards, 4 offensive rebounds, all in that second quarter. For the shooting side of things, Titans 9 of 15, 60% from the two-point land. 5 of 8 from behind that three-point arc for 63%. Lights out shooting from back there. And together, that's 14 of 23, 61% shooting for the Titans. They'll take that any day. For Sugar Creek, 5 of 14 from two-point, just 1 of 4 from behind that three-point line for 25%. Put it together, 6 of 18, 33% on the evening so far for Sugar Creek Garraway, 33%, 61% for the Titans. You go to the free throw line. Titans only there twice. Puttis, 2 for 2, 100% shooting for Ottawa Glandorf. On the other side of the coin, Sugar Creek, that's kept them in this ball game per se. 10 of 11 so far, 91%. Missed their first shot of the day, but since that Huntingfort miss, they've connected on 10 straight. And again, I don't think the Titans want to get them in that situation in the second half. They look to be a very outstanding free throw shooting team.
Absolutely. That's what's keeping them in it to this point. Thank you very much, Butch. Let's take a look now at the individual scoring for the Titans. They're led by Jake Meyer, who has a game high at this point, 13. Also in the books for the Titans, four apiece for Colton Everett and Taylor Coleman, three for Justin Shoemaker, and Taylor Puttis and Luke Bellman, both with 2 points. For the Garraway Pirates, their scoring looks like this. Tyler Gerber got off to a slow start, but he does have 7 to lead the way for the Pirates right now. 5 points apiece for Devin Chee and Paul Huntingford, 4 for David Gerber, and 2 for Chase Stengel. You add it all up, the Titans lead at this juncture 35-23. After two quarters of play, let's review how the Titans have got here. What are the things you like, what you see out of them, and what do you dislike at this point?
Well, obviously the pressure is what has vaulted them into the lead. The just 16-point lead at one time created off several spurts, defensive steals, and then gone the other way for easy buckets. That's absolutely the best thing that they get going right now. And the outside shooting, primarily Jake Meyer, again, another hot hand from behind that line. They're finding them. That's what I like about it, making the extra pass. That's when the Titans are at their best. Defensively, I think, again, giving up too many second-chance opportunities for Garraway. 4 offensive rebounds there in that second quarter. And I'm sure at the quarter break, Coach Shutt of Garraway said, hit the boards, boys. They're not doing a great job of boxing out. And the Titans, again, as that has been a nemesis for them, not hitting the boards real well, especially on the defensive end.
All right. Again, the Titans lead by 12 at the break, 35-23, and they have that 12-point advantage. But you know, they're not going to take the pedal off the floor of this one, or take their pedal up the foot off the gas. There's the phrase I was looking for, Butch.
The foot off the accelerator, pedal off the gas, all those cliches. And you're right. Either way you shake it out, they're going to keep coming at you. Defensive pressure, you have to go with it. Quoting Coach Leslie yesterday, you know, that's the only way they know how to play. Now, there comes a point in the game you get a little more conservative, right, and make a couple extra passes in an offensive possession. But, yeah, it's going to be pressure, 16 more minutes.
Yeah, the postgame yesterday, Coach Leslie saying that he feels like if they slow it down, he's almost telling his team that they're playing not to lose. And I think that's a very good viewpoint on how this Titan team plays.
Well, there's a fine line there between playing not to lose and playing smart basketball. And I think they know that well enough. And
yeah.
You know your personnel by this point in the season, so it's going to be, you can guarantee Sugar Creek is going to make a run. You know that, and I'm sure they talked about that in the huddle. So it's just a matter of withstanding those runs when Garraway does put them to you.
16 minutes separating us from the final of the Division III basketball tournament, and Ottawa Glendorf in the driver's seat right now, up 12, 35-23. That'll do it for the Ohio Farmers Union Diversified Insurance Halftime Show. Back with the start of the third quarter after these on 106.3 The Fox.